Broken Silence by Danielle Ramsey. Read by Mike Rogers. Chapter 1. She felt sick. Really sick. She moaned as the ground started to swirl in front of her. "Oh, fuck," she slurred as she drunkenly collapsed onto her hands and knees. Trembling, she waited for the nausea to pass. Finally certain that she wasn't going to puke, she pulled her long blonde hair back from her face and looked around. But it was too dark to make sense of the rubble and half-fallen walls of the abandoned farmhouse. She suddenly realised that she was alone. "You fucking shit!" she yelled out, angry that he had just left her there in the middle of nowhere. She waited, but there was no response. The surrounding trees and bushes conspired against her, rustling and creaking, fooling her into believing that someone else was there. "Fuck you and your fucking attitude! I hate you! You hear me? I fucking hate you!" she screamed defiantly. "You're the one with a problem, not me!" She slumped back onto her knees and stared up at the black, starless sky. Everything seemed so pointless. She hated him. She hated him for using her and then just throwing her to one side. She would have been stupid not to notice that he wasn't into her anymore. She had heard the rumours. Who hadn't? She knew there were other girls, but she'd hoped that she'd meant something to him. She had foolishly believed that he could take her away from her crap life, that he could somehow save her. But now that he had got what he wanted, he wasn't interested anymore. She felt a cold wetness on her face and realised she was crying. She wiped her damp cheeks aggressively, angry with herself for feeling like this, angry that she had let him get to her.
"I don't fucking care what you say. I'll tell whoever I want to about what you've done to me. Then you'll be sorry. You hear me? You'll be the fucking sorry one, you bastard!"
she threatened, ignoring the tears as they continued to fall. Exhausted, she attempted to get to her feet. Certain that she could stand, she pulled out her mobile phone from the front pocket of her short black denim skirt. She tried to make out whether she had any new messages or calls.
"Bastard,"
she muttered when she realised she didn't. She started to scroll through her phone book looking for his number. Suddenly she heard footsteps coming up behind her. She smiled, relieved that he had come back. She froze as the smile faded from her lips.
I didn't mean the things I said to you. I was just really mad with you, that's all," she stuttered as she shook her head.
It took her a second to register what was about to happen. Shocked, she dropped her phone as she numbly staggered backwards as she tried to get away. In her panic, she tripped over and fell to the ground. She grabbed her scarf, which was lying beside her, and rolled over onto her knees as she attempted to get up, but a hard kick to her back winded her, forcing her down again. Suddenly, the scarf was pulled from her hand.
"Ah!"
she cried out as her head was yanked back by her hair. She felt something being slipped around her throat. She couldn't understand what was happening, and by the time she did, it was too late. The scarf was already securely knotted around her neck. She screamed as she clawed at the material, but the harder she fought, the tighter the scarf was twisted, silencing her. She frantically tore at the scarf, desperate to breathe, but she couldn't loosen its hold over her. Panicking, she scratched her neck ferociously as the burning pain in her lungs intensified. Finally, she collapsed forward, unconscious of what was about to follow. Chapter 2. Friday. The phone was ringing. It had to be Bad. He could feel his heart pounding. He turned over and buried his head into the pillow, but the ringing continued. He tried to ignore it, but it was pointless. He opened his eyes and lay there for a moment, drenched in sweat. It was dark, still night. He looked down at the cluttered floor gingerly and squinted at the alarm clock, his head exploding with the effort. It took a few seconds before he could make out it was only 4:30 in the morning, and another couple of seconds before he realised the phone was still ringing. He stretched out his trembling hand and groped around on the floor.
"Yeah,"
he mumbled hoarsely.
"Detective Inspector Brady."
Without answering, he disconnected the call and dropped the phone to the floor. His head was thumping. He had the mother of all hangovers, which wasn't surprising, considering he'd been on a suicidal bender for the past couple of weeks. He had been downing a toxic mixture of whiskey and beer to forget his wrecked life and block out the recurring nightmare he had had for as long as he could remember. But lately nothing seemed to work. Even when he sank into a drunken sleep, he always woke up sweating, heart racing. He tried to recall the previous night. All he could remember was drinking too much, and then...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?